right now on VFN TV. Prophetic words nonstop from Pastor John Kilpack, the Church of His Presence. Words of knowledge, prophetic words that are going to inspire you from so many different angles. You know, this is a minister who doesn't just flippantly say anything. He, in the fear of the Lord, he delivers these words. And one word that he delivered, we're going to talk about so many things. I can't tell you too much. Make sure you join us right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and of course, John Ramos.
Hello.
We are so glad to be here.
Yeah, we are.
We are so pumped because we're going to encourage you, our tribe, our community, by sharing with you some encouraging, powerful prophetic words from Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence. He's a spiritual father to me in the Lord, but this is a man of integrity. You see people just kind of just fly by prophecies. Yeah. This is a man that really, in the fear of the Lord, delivers things. And I remember when we were moving from our previous couple of studios, we had studios all over the place, moving to our present studio, that he had given me a word, a prophetic word, and I just held on to that word the whole time because we were moving faster than we could think.
Yeah.
I had the keys that God told me about. I had Dietrich Bonhoeffer's book. You know, Pat was building. But you know what? It was the prophetic word that God used, that he spoke through Pastor John Kilpatrick, that was able to just shut down and just focus on, this is a God thing. God's doing this. And he moved us, John, almost like within 30 days, which normally would probably take 6 months to do. He just kind of shoved us and brought us into our new studios, and it's just a powerful way. But that's what you can do when God speaks prophetically to you. So the entire program today is filled with prophetic words delivered, just delivered for 2018. Some of these words will apply to you, some of them will not, but the ones that do, you want to grab them and take a hold of them. As a matter of fact, here is the first word from Pastor John Kilpatrick.
Okay, the words for 2018 and beyond. The Lord woke me up about 8-something on December the 23rd of last year, just a couple of 3 weeks ago. And when the Lord woke me up in the morning time, I had just gone to bed that morning about 4 o'clock. And as I was sleeping, I was awakened and I heard the Lord say to me, tell my people that 2018 is going to be the year of divine interruption. Webster defines interruption as to hinder by breaking in, to yield to a higher priority, to stop the execution of a plan, to break continuity, to impose one's will above another's, to overrule what another is saying, and to question or remark while another one is speaking. I want to say to you that the Lord said to me, tell my people, I am going to break in. They are going to yield to a higher authority. I am going to stop the execution of the plans of the enemy. Come on. God said, I'm going to break the continuity of last year. It will not pick up with this year. It's broken off from last year. And the Lord said, I am going to impose my will over those that have thought they have imposed their will over mine. I am rising up. And the Holy Spirit said, I am going to overrule what another is saying. What they have been saying is wrong. What they have been saying is anti-word, anti-Christ, anti-God. And God says, I'm going to rise up and let my word and my mind be known in situations. It means to question or remark while another is speaking. And one thing that I want to say, and this is pretty stiff, but the Lord said this year, there will be those that will try to continue on as they have continued with their blasphemies and with their antichrist rhetoric. And the Lord said their voice will be stilled mid-sentence. And I want you to remember what I just told you. The Lord said that their voice will be stilled mid-sentence and they will not have the breath to finish that sentence.
A year of divine interruptions. Listen, grab that word. Do you remember where we came from? Understand that so many people had to just sit back and, you know,
and take it. And you wish someone would interrupt.
You know, we stepped up understanding if things didn't change, we could have been a march to the furnace.
That's
you know?
Right.
But God turned, God heard, everybody prayed, God listened, and here we are. And now, when you see things going on, crazy things like the Senate not even joining in to be able to pass the 20-week ban
on
abortion, they said their conservative didn't even pass it. You're going to see that stuff turn around. All of it's going to turn around. God's just turning everything around, and it's going to be a year, 2018, a year of divine interruptions. Don't just accept something that's not right. Don't accept that your schools turn their back on God. Accept the fact that your schools are wanting to put God back in the schools and teach the Word of God in an elective class in there again. The Christian candidates want to run and that maybe marriage is going to get back to what it is. Just accept this whole thing. A year of divine interruptions.
That is so encouraging because it reminds me, I believe it was Rich Vera who prophesied that this would be a year of suddenlies, and it's like, this thing is going one way, and God's going to say, no, I'm going to interrupt it. I'm going to, you know, smash these plans, and I'm going to tell you what my will needs to be done in this situation. If you look back the previous years, we were just looking at all this chaos and all this stuff that was happening and people using their voice to say wicked things and do wicked things. But God is going to interrupt the plans of the enemy in your life this year. I'm so encouraged
yes,
by that word.
And so, you know, as our community, as our tribe, we want to encourage you. Also, Rich Vera said this, that don't be afraid anymore. That even though the natural, how in the world could you take down Goliath? You need to step out. God is going to, when you have his word and you're going to deliver, and it might not be thus saith the Lord. It may be just doing something powerful in the workplace. And God's going to give you a breakthrough in the economy. There's a wealth transfer coming. I mean, you got to step up in boldness. Don't define this season by your past seasons. Leave that whole season behind. Understand God's going, there's going to be divine interruptions. As a matter of fact, this next word, John, what's the title of this next word?
This next word is called Epic Events Await in 2018.
The Lord declares that carefully laid plans that conflict with his set time will come to an abrupt end. The Lord has risen up and charted a different course than any of us has ever seen before. Epic events await. Whirlwinds of change are going to sweep the continents. Governing bodies and those who rule will wring their hands when they realize they no longer can control or withstand those that they have governed. Some long-standing rulers of established nations will seem to be almost non-essential. The Lord is shortening the days. The normal course of things have been changed, and the Lord said they will not return to normal again. Just as the Lord interrupted wicked Haman's plot to destroy the Lord's people, it was Haman that hung on the newly erected gallows that his hands had constructed. Let it be known that any attempt to change laws, put laws on the books, or establish written contrary covenants against God's people, Israel will face swift retribution. This is a set time that the Lord has chosen to fulfill his testament with his people, and there will be no turning back. The confusion that you see today in this nation is only at the beginning stage. This confusion will increase until every continent will be affected by it. But my people will not be confused, shaken, uprooted, or overcome.
That's so powerful. This is Pastor John. That was Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence. Epic events away. Understand this, that your peace in the midst of all the chaos is a sign to the unbeliever that you're going to be saved in that by God, and they're going to be destroyed outside of God, which causes them to want to know your God. It's time for you to have the ultimate peace. God is for you. He's for everyone. The shaking is about helping them be saved from eternity. He's bringing them in. And I think about how important it is to have a personal abiding relationship with Jesus Christ, because it's exciting But you got to be stable in it. And you're stable, you know, John 15, Jesus talks about John chapter 15, about apart from abiding in him, you can do nothing. But with abiding in him, you can actually, you know, have that peace and be fruitful, because he's telling you what's next.
That's right.
Hey, you know what? You're our community. We have something free for you. It's all yours. It's free. It's a personal abiding plan. Mm. See, most people want to abide. We know a lot of you want to abide, but you need a plan to do it. We put one together. It's a perfect abiding plan, and you can get it free. Request it. It'll be sent to your email right away. It's at iabide.org, iabide.org. The most important thing you can do during these epic shifts and all these things going on is be steady, sleeping in the bottom of the boat like Jesus did while the storm's going on everywhere else. I mean, it's exciting days, but you want to be abiding with him as he's shifting this world into a place that he wants it to be. John, what's next after this break?
When we get back from this break, we're going to hear another prophetic word about the year of Paradox in Many Ways by Brother John Kilpatrick. You don't want to miss it. Join us for that prophecy and a few more right now coming when we get back from the break.
We'll be right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day, plus things that you need to know, is right there for you where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there. You can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFNTV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're so excited to be able to encourage you today. These are words. Listen, when God speaks a word, you grab a hold of that word's for you. And if you do that, you're gonna get the prophet's reward. The word comes to pass in your life. This is what God does. God doesn't do anything unless he reveals it to his prophets first. Amos, 2:7 or something like that. But these are words from Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence. It was a powerful word for 2018. There's three of them right close together. The first one he's going to talk about is this is the year of the paradox in many ways. In other words, it looks like it's this, but it's going to be this. It looks like it's this, going to be this. And also, grave robbery calls the next one. 2018, God is going to rob premature death. He's going to break that off of somebody. And time change. Check it out right now.
This will be a year of paradox in many ways. You will see demolition and construction. You will see decisions made And almost as quickly as they are made, they'll be rescinded. Self-appointed leaders will rise up, and many will disappear as quickly as they rose up. There will be upstarts and downfalls. Because Belshazzar mishandled my holy things concerning the Jewish temple, the handwriting that appeared contained his overthrow. I interrupted that drunken desecration to reestablish my holy name and my resident glory, and I will do the same again in this day. I am jealous for my holy name, says the Lord. It is not revealed in Scripture what would have happened to the disciples on the Sea of Galilee had Jesus not interrupted that storm. Neither will you know the outcome and plans that have been made against you, because even this night I am interrupting things on your behalf. Number two, grave robber. As the widow of Nain was en route to bury her son, Jesus interrupted the procession, and her son escaped the grave that had already been prepared for him. In 2018, the Lord said, I'm going to interrupt premature death. Hallelujah. I will return sons to their mothers again. As with Jairus' daughter, daughters will be returned from death sleep, such as comas and life support, to those believing for a miracle. The Lord declares that his name will be known again among unbelievers and even the heathen. Life will spring forth out of the most sterile places. Test results, medical reports, and life support connections will yield to this shift from death to life. Number three, time change. While they were still praying for his release, Peter was standing at the door knocking, trying to get them to recognize that their prayers had already been answered. Likewise, this will be a year of interrupted praying. The answer will be so fast. I will make a quick work. Even the seed sown in the ground will be accelerated, for the Lord said the plowman shall overtake the reaper. This is the beginning of what the prophets of old declared. This will be a whirlwind year of confirmations and fulfillments of ancient scripture. It will be such a whirlwind year. There will be brief pauses so that you might digest the enormity of my faithfulness. Say not there are 4 months and then comes the harvest. No, the harvest is here now. Be prepared for time change.
The harvest is here now. This is truly a whirlwind. As a matter of fact, I even texted you this morning. It's a whirlwind taking place. I was going to even talk to you for a little bit. I didn't have kind of time to talk. But it's been like a whirlwind because so many things are happening. And he said it just right. You got to take a moment just to digest what God's doing. He's doing so much. He's doing it so fast. And I want you to be encouraged as part of our community. Listen, we're connected. Yes, we're all over the world, but we're connected through all these means in our community. Go to vfnkb.com and hook up. Join the community. Watch one of the webinars. Hear more prophetic words. There's so many things to be able to inspire you. As a matter of fact, share them in the comments here. Call us, email us. We want to hear what God's saying. All of us know in part and prophesy in part. Going to hear what God is saying together. When we get back from this break, John, we're going to hear some more prophetic words from Pastor John Kilpatrick. What are they?
Against all odds, not so fast, and am I dreaming? Join us when we get right back from this break.
We'll be right back.
I talk to a number of mothers these days, especially those with younger kids, who feel like they're suffering from burnout. If they have to do one more load of laundry or tie one more shoe, they'll just explode.
Dr. James Dobson for Family Talk.
This problem of parental burnout is much more common today than it was a few years ago. Remember something called the extended family, when grandmothers and aunts and sisters all lived nearby and everyone gathered together daily? Well, those days are apparently gone forever. Nowadays, there is such isolation for young mothers at home. That's why I strongly encourage the stay-at-home mother of small children to resist the temptation to pull within the walls of that house and allow them to collapse on her. She should develop relationships with neighbors and other mothers and to get together regularly. They should trade babysitting services so each is free to go bowling or shopping or simply waste an occasional afternoon. And the husband of a full-time mother should understand her circumstances. He should be careful to schedule a date with her every week or two, leaving the children at home and even forget about them for an evening. This helps the couple to connect and achieve intimacy. In short, burnout can be avoided, but only if we pause long enough to recharge the batteries.
Welcome back to VFN-TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're having prophetic words from Pastor John Kilpatrick from Church of His Presence. We wanted to encourage you. You're our community. We want to inspire you. We want to hear back from you, how this is encouraging you. We have three more prophetic words from Pastor John Kilpatrick. He entitles these words, Against All Odds, Not Too Fast, and Am I Dreaming? Check it out.
Number four, Against All Odds. This is an early morning dream that I had 2 weeks ago. I saw modern day David emerge from the shadows with a slingshot in his hand and a fistful of extra stones. It was not the Goliath of old that this David confronted, but a structure. It was a structure, an elaborate structure under construction. It was gigantic. It had a network of chambers in it. The height and the breadth of it was intimidating to look at. As I saw David standing there before such a structure, I could not help thinking how insignificant and inadequate that little David appeared. As he released the stone from his sling, it appeared at first to be random and without direction. It appeared to miss the mark because I could hear it ricochet and hit many pillars on the bottom floor. But as it ricocheted, it gained strength and quickly began to climb from the bottom pillars to the very apex. It did not implode. The building did not implode as one might imagine, but it toppled and fell like a giant head first. All this happened so suddenly, even as cranes and armies of workers were continuing to erect this monstrosity. I could not help but think of the mighty Tower of Babel being interrupted and brought to confusion. I do not know the full interpretation of what I saw, but I do know that great rejoicing broke out in the streets below. Multitudes cheered and a roar of excitement echoed across the cities of this nation. Something sinister and evil had just collapsed. Number five, not so fast. Although I interrupted the reign of Jezebel, her downfall was sudden and totally unexpected. But as it was with Jezebel of old, her feet, her hands, and her skull survived. The feet speaks of where she's been. Her hands speaks of what she's done. And the skull speaks of her evil intentions. These forensics will cause her to surely be found out. It has been hidden and covered up, but it has not been buried. The land is in chaos and must be requited because of the shedding of innocent blood. By the way, the house of Ahab will also come to naught this year. Here's the first word of knowledge. Number one, am I dreaming? Within a period of 12 hours, your misfortune will be transformed into a fortune. It will simply be the mercy of your loving Father. This will be a divine retribution for the injustice that you have had to endure. When the gavel comes down, you will keep asking, did this really happen or am I dreaming?
That's so powerful. We're going to make this available to you. But God showed me, you know, the same as you show in Pastor John Kilpatrick, that I was in this courtroom and the evildoer was there. Nobody believed justice was going to come. And the prosecutor was saying, you know, justice is coming. We didn't say nothing. We thought, you know, it's been so long since justice came. And all of a sudden, as soon as the prosecutor turned around, the gavel, the judge came down without even presenting the case. And as soon as the gavel came down, just like Pastor John Kilpatrick said, gold rain started coming. John, it was so thick we couldn't even see.
Gold rain.
It couldn't even see. Hopefully they'll show a little bit of gold rain. But they couldn't even see each other because provisions come. And listen, the devil's got to pay back seven times what he stole from you. Jezebel has been, which is devil working through a Jezebelic principality, as he talks about it in Revelation chapter 6. And you got to stop tolerating Jezebel. Stop tolerating people having unnatural controls on you. If you're not an authority, stop taking that authority. That's Jezebelic. You just want to be able to submit to God's established authority in you, in your life. And if you are a person of authority, take your keys back and lead. I think about Coach McCartney with the Promise Keepers and his book Sold Out. He said, listen, father, dad, you're supposed to be the head of your household and lead that thing. Don't ask for it back. Don't beg for it back.
Take it back.
Not because you're not being mean. You shouldn't be mean. It's the fact that God didn't ask you if you would like to. You need to protect your family by being the head of the household. And you think about God's going to deal with the head, the hands, and the feet of Jezebel that was left behind, because after she was killed by Jehu, I think about the president, Donald Jehu Trump. Oh my goodness.
I think we have a segment.
I think we do. And so you're looking at that now, it's going to be rooted up. All the things that those that Satan has done through people's hands, it's going to be rooted up. Everything that he's done through their mind, you know, Revelation chapter 2 talks about when he deals with Jezebel, he deals with what's in your head and what's in your heart and what your hands ended up doing because of what was that you had in your heart. And he's also going to deal with the feet, you know, where they went. And notice that this is not, well, you see people, this is what Dr. King said. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said this. He said, listen, there's good people in America. The issue was that the bad people basically had the mic, paraphrasing it. But what he was saying was, I have confidence that the good people in America are going to rise up. And he was right. Because as soon as the majority of the people saw what was happening to our citizens of America, they rose up and said, this is over. And that's when the Civil Rights Act happened. And Dr. King was right. And don't judge all of America by the four people in some sort of fancy outfit and a sign they just made up. Understand there's people that are just trying to earn a living. They're trying to take care of their family. We're fixing to come to a close here, but we want to hear from you. I'm hoping these words encourage you and inspire you. Grab a hold of them.
Yes.
Don't listen. If somebody starts criticizing you because of this word, you hear a comment come up or something, don't worry about that. They're trying to snuff out your blessing. We want you to have that blessing. So if you're claiming that word, let us know. Call us. You know, email us so you can see how to contact us below. Leave a comment going, I claim that word. I claim this word. I claim that word. And just write it down, put it up, you know, put it in a reminder on your telephone where it just pops up every single day or every week and go, that's my word. You know, God's bringing interruptions against all odds. It's just like David and Goliath. Quit thinking because it's bigger than you that God's not bigger than it. You got to remember that your God is bigger than your mistakes. Our God is bigger than your problems, and he's bigger than giants, because giants are going to come down all across the land. They're coming down. The reason why we're here instead of Texas, God told me, if you will stay here, I'm going to take down Jezebel. And guess what? By golly, by the Lord, she's come down. She's fled. She's ran off. Those are how captive by her took off. And it's just ding, dong,
the witch is dead.
Praise God. We're going to close out in prayer right here. Don't forget, we want to hear from you. I just want to bless you as our community right now. Father God, I thank you for those that are watching right now. Lord, I pray that you'd reach out and you would touch them. Right now, they need healing. They need deliverance, Father God. Right now, they need inspiration. Let these words just penetrate their spirit. Stir them, God. I pray for dreams and visions over our community, Father God, that you would touch them, inspire them. Let them hear your voice. Let them cause them to have desire to abide. Go to I Abide, Lord, to begin to abide with you, Father God. And we ask you, Lord, as you're doing, we're seeing it, end abortion, send revival, send a third grade awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless, and we love you.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
You know, there's something about when you first get saved, that the first thing that most people think about is like, there's nobody like me. Mm. And you're very thankful, you're grateful that God has forgiven you, but you're not sharing with anybody because you look at everybody else and you think, well, obviously all these folks are walking on water.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they talk about like these books, they got the books memorized, you know, they got like this book of Malachi and, you know, Matthew and Jonathan, you know whatever they are. And so, you know, they're just like, oh my goodness. And the greatest thing that we can do for each other is to tell them our story.
That's right.
To let them know, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. People get hope when they find out you needed Jesus too.
That's right.
They get hope when they find out you're a sinner too, saved by grace, that God reached down in the depths of hell mm-hmm. and darkness and just great calamity and all your attempts to find yourself. And he introduced his Father through himself to you when you got saved.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing your story. Everybody's got a story.
That's right.
And we share a few of them. We share a few of them with you at meetmyfather.org. Well, listen, the whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. That's our purpose. And our ministry is to make the Father known to you through his Son, Jesus Christ. Listen, get to know God through his awesome, awesome Son, Jesus Christ. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet my Father. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.